We have our very connected election observer in studio, Benji Shulman. Nice to see you again. How are you?
Hello, Simon. Very well and yourself?
I am very good. Apparently, you've been busy making our country a better place.
Well, the Board of Deputies had a big team that was out doing election observing. All the political parties do election observing, and I was one of the, those teams as well. We only finished with the thing at like 4 o'clock this morning, so I'm a little bit out of it today. But yeah, it's a very interesting process to watch.
So there's the thing. What is the thing?
So you know, everyone, I'm sure, goes and does their voting, and you stick the ballot in the box, and then what happens? And there's a whole process that goes in afterwards about how do they count the ballots, how do they make sure that they're correctly attributed. And the IEC actually does a very good job of having quite a strong process. And what happens, although they're the ones who are allowed to count, you have people who are allowed to watch the process and make sure that it runs smoothly and correctly. So that's really what we were doing last night.
And just what could happen that would be irregular or unusual? Did you see anything? Can you tell us about it?
I mean, it's not that you're expecting anything to go wrong. But if you look up at our neighbors of the north, you know, it's ballot stuffing, and there's lots of easy ways to destroy ballots if you're not careful. So, but if you're working in a station like ours, then you're looking first of all to see that the thing is stamped. So that makes sure that okay. ballot is a legitimate yeah. ballot. That's number one. Then you're making sure that also the markings on the paper reflect the party preference, right? People do all sorts of strange things. You would think that most people just put an X in a box, but you have no idea. People cross out parties, they put words, all sorts of stuff. And you've got to, there's often a debate in these counts about to whom does the vote belong?
And
it's another thing as well.
Yes, and does that not constitute what's the difference between somebody getting confused and a spoiled ballot?
So the ruling is from the IEC that you need to, the mark of the person needs to express the preference of the voter. So if you can tell what the preference of the voter is, I mean, literally if they draw like a big circle around, I don't know, Muzi's face and say, I love this guy, I voted for him, then that's considered, you know, the preference. But if there's two crosses or someone wrote no or something, then you need to have that discussion. So that's what you look for as well. And then you need to make sure that provincial ballots go to provincial ballots, national ballots go to national ballots. You put them back in the box. It gets sealed properly. You have all of the numbers. You've got to make sure that all the votes tally up. So the voting, the presiding officers know how many ballots they have in a certain place. And after you finish counting them, if you suddenly have 100 ballots that are missing, then that's obviously a problem. So you need to look at those sort of things as well.
So going back to Sasha's little piece of information about the ink that apparently is removable. Mm-hmm. I didn't just have my fingernail marked. I was also crossed off a voter's roll. How does that work? How do you vote twice if you?
So I think what's happened here, which is unusual, and the IEC needs to look at it, because there's actually been a few issues the IEC is trying to deal with. But normally in a local government election, when we're voting for the cities, that's the next election coming up, or the one we just did, you can only vote in the place where you're registered, yes? because you're voting for a person, if that okay. makes sense, right? In our city vote, you vote for the mayor, or you vote for your person in your area. So you can only vote in that area. But with this election, technically speaking, because it's provincial, you can vote anywhere in the province. But in order to track that, they have a special form, which is called a VE24 or something. So if I went to one station, I voted, I did the thing with the finger, and they crossed me off the voter's roll there, then I could take the VE form and then go to another, technically speaking, go to another one. Now, you're able to pick that up later on because, of course, you had to put your ID through the zip machine. But it's not a live system. So what the IEC is going to have to do now is kind of go back to the results and see, are there any ID numbers that voted twice in the election? And that's really the issue. And they're going to have to close that loophole, I think. People are getting very upset about this, and I understand. But my sense is that I don't think it's going to make that much material difference to the outcome, but going down the line, it looks like these election results are getting tighter and tighter.
Where you've given me some element of comfort is that you have told me that the extent to which this was a problem will come out in the wash.
Yeah, the truth is, even if you vote, even in when we do the observation, they have a margin of error because, you know, you're doing this till 4 o'clock in the morning and suddenly you get an outcome where 4 votes are missing and you can't figure out, you know, who did someone miscount them? Did they go in the wrong box? And the IEC has a guidelines where they say if it's within like a 0.5% or 0.25%, they say, all right, look, it's, there's always a human error. So I don't think necessarily that 19 people would have even been within the margin of error for a miscount. So I'm not worried about the integrity of the vote, but it is very clear that the IEC is going to have to do some work on its pens and on its systems. And there's been a lot of talk about, is it time for South Africa to start going electronic? Can we as a country start to look at that? Because the ballot papers were bigger this year than they've ever been, which is a huge problem. They're harder to count. We had issues with the pens. And there's a question about the integrity of the vote going forward, although I'm not really that worried about the integrity of the vote now.
Did issues happen in certain polling stations, for example, lack of voting forms?
So this is often an issue, right? Sometimes there's not enough ballots in the station. Sometimes there's not enough of these VE forms and people can't vote. I mean, last night we had a huge problem because the special votes, which are done a week before for elderly and disabled people, etc., they only came through 2 hours into the vote, and you're not allowed to start voting until those come through. So we sat and twiddled our thumbs for 2 hours.
Wow.
So that, you know, there's all those sort of logistic things. And you know, I was with an American when we were doing the count, and they were like absolutely amazed that we still did this on paper.
Electronic. Imagine the very short time that we have left, did we have a free and fair election?
I think so. And I think we can be very proud of ourselves. You know, 25 years ago when we had an election, people were shooting one another, and we actually had very little violence. And that's also very good. And I think people will accept the result. We need to clear the holes, but I think that if you went out and voted, and thank you if you did, that I think that you can be confident that the will of the people will be expressed in the ballot.
What a superstar you are, and you finished at 4:30 on the nose. Thank you so much, Benji, for that really interesting update, an insider's view into what happens behind the scenes during South Africa's election day. The time is 4:30, and we are going to take the news headlines from Sasha.